The travel ban has been a big topic in the news. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Corey Brettschneider, professor of political science at Brown University, discusses whether the ban is legal.
Lawyers defending Donald Trump's executive order banning immigration from six Muslim-majority countries claim it is constitutional. They have an ancient and anachronistic case on their side. In Che Chan Ping, handed down in 1889, the court held that the Chinese Exclusion Act, which prohibited Chinese nationals, including former U.S. residents, from entering the country, did not violate the Constitution because the power of Congress and the president over immigration is plenary or absolute. But use of the Che Chan Ping precedent is problematic because the case occurred well before the development of contemporary equal protection law. In 1889, that clause did not yet apply to the federal government. In fact, almost the same set of justices that decided Che Chan Ping also decided the notoriously flawed Plessy v. Ferguson case, holding that separate was equal, a case eventually overturned in the seminal Brown v. Board of Education decision. Recent case law makes clear that intentional discrimination based on religion is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause and the guarantee of free exercise of religion. While Trump's seemingly neutral order strains to avoid mentioning religion, all the lawyerly scrubbing in the world will not remove its stain of religious discrimination. Trump's own statements and those of Rudolph Giuliani reveal that they attempted to find a neutral way to mask an intentional ban on Muslim immigration. The simple fact is that the immigration ban puts Trump on very shaky legal ground. Fundamental to all this talk about constitutional clauses and case law is one core principle. The U.S. government and its constitution do not allow discrimination based on race or religion.
That was Corey Brettschneider of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.